Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. No. It's good morning. Welcome. It is January 10th. Where did 10 days of this year go already? Wow, it's just cruising. But we're here to read the Word again. Hopefully you're enjoying this. We're reading through the Bible chronologically. And I'm sure, point every day, to sign into this and listen, you're going to absolutely enjoy this. It's actually the first time I've actually ever read it through chronologically myself. And I'm already enjoying it. Just in the measure of understanding that Job was actually the first book written right after the flood. And it's amazing as we read through this every day and Job recognize the revelation of the earth and the world and think all of that information was available. And then the flood happened and Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth were the ones that expanded all that knowledge back into the world. That's amazing. That's just amazing. Anyway, welcome. We're glad to have you with us today. And let's pray our opening prayer. It's right in the notes of the program. We pray this every time we get together. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I might be filled with all the fullness of God. And my goodness, when you think about that, you're going to be filled with all the fullness of God. Wow, that's amazing. God wants you filled with all his fullness. Here we go. Job 24. Job's going to complain about the violence on the earth now. Since times are not hidden from the Almighty, why do those who know him see not his days? Verse 2, some remove landmarks. They seize flocks violently and feed on them. They drive away the donkey of the fatherless. They take the widow's ox as a pledge. They push the needy off the road. All of the poor of the land are forced to hide. Indeed, like wild donkeys in the desert, they go out to their work searching for food. The wilderness yields food for them and for their children. They gather their fodder in the field and glean in the vineyard of the wicked. They spend the night naked, without clothing, and have no covering, cold. They are wet with the showers of the mountains and huddle around the rock for want of shelter. Verse 9, some snatch the fatherless from the breast and take a pledge from the poor. They cause the poor to go naked without clothing, and they take away the sheaves from the hungry. They press out oil within their walls and tread wine presses, yet suffer thirst. The dying groan in the city, and the souls of the wounded cry out, yet God does not charge them with wrong. Well, yes, he does. 13, these are those who rebel against the light. They do not know its ways, nor abide in its paths. The murderer rises with the light. He kills the poor and the needy. And in the night, he is like a thief. The eye of the adulterer waits for the twilight, saying, no one will see me. And he disguises his face. In the dark, they break into houses, which they mark for themselves in the daytime. They do not know the light. For the morning is the same to them as the shadow of death. If someone recognizes them, they are in the terrors of the shadow of death. A very accurate description of the wicked. 18. They should be swift on the face of the waters. Their portion should be cursed in the earth, so that no one would turn into the way of their vineyard. As drought and heat consume the snow waters, so the grave consumes those who have sinned. Powerful vision right there. This, the 20, the womb should forget him. The worm should feed sweetly on him. He should be remembered no more. And wickedness should be broken like a tree. For he preys on the barren who do not bear, and does no good for the widow. But God draws the mighty away with his power. He rises up, but no man is sure of life. He gives them security, and they rely on it. Yet his eyes are on their ways. They are exalted for a little while. Then they are gone. They are brought low. They are taken out of the way like all others. They dry out like the heads of grain. Now, if it is not so, who will provoke me a liar and make my speech worth nothing? These guys were an interesting group, weren't they? 25. Then Bildad the Shuhite answered and said, dominion and fear belong to him. He makes peace in his high places. Is there any number to his armies? No. When somebody says, you and whose army? Show them a picture of a bunch of angels. Is there any number to his armies? Upon whom does he light? His light not rise? How then can man be righteous before God? Oh, how can he be pure who's born of a woman? Verse 5, if even the moon does not shine and the stars are not pure in his sight, how much less man who is a maggot and a son of man who is a worm? That was a short speech. 26, but Job answered and said, how have you helped him who is without power? How have you saved the arm that has no strength? How have you counseled one who has no wisdom? And how are you declared sound advice to many? To whom have you uttered words, and whose spirit came from you? Verse 5, the dead tremble, those under the waters and those inhabiting them. Sheol is naked before him, and destruction has no covering. He stretches out the north over empty space. He hangs the earth on nothing. Look at that one. That's quite a astronomical statement. He binds up the water in his thick clouds, yet the clouds are not broken under it. He covers the face of his throne and spreads his cloud over it. Verse 10, he drew a circular horizon on the face of the waters at the boundary of light and darkness. The pillars of heaven tremble and are astonished at his rebuke. He stirs up the sea with his power. And by his understanding, he breaks up the storm. By his Spirit, he adorned the heavens. His hand pierced the fleeing serpent. Indeed, these are the mere edges of his ways. And how shall a whisper we hear of him but the thunder of his power? Who can understand? Wow. Wow. God's ways are amazing. They're absolutely amazing. 27. Moreover, Job continued his discourse and said, as God lives, who has taken away my justice? And the Almighty, who has made my soul bitter? As long as my breath is in me, and the breath of God in my nostrils, my lips will not speak wickedness, nor my tongue utter deceit. Powerful verse to learn right there. Far be it from me that I should say you are right till I die. I will not put away my integrity from me. My righteousness I hold and will not let it go. My heart shall not reproach me as long as I live. Well, may my enemy be like the wicked, and he who rises up against me like the unrighteous. For what is the hope of the hypocrite? Though he may gain much, if God takes away his life, will God hear his cry when trouble comes upon him? Verse 10, will he delight himself in the Almighty? Will he always call on God? I will teach you about the hand of God. What is with the Almighty, I will not conceal. Surely all of you have seen it. Why then do you behave with complete nonsense? I'm memorizing that verse and using it. Why do you behave with complete nonsense? Remind you of many of the politicians of our day. 13. This is the portion of a wicked man with God, and the heritage of oppressors received from the Almighty. If his children are multiplied, it's for the sword. And his offspring shall not be satisfied with bread. Those who survive him shall be buried in death, and their widows shall not weep. Though he heaps up silver like dust and piles up clothing like clay, he may pile it up, but the just will wear it, and the innocent will divide the silver. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the righteous. Ecclesiastes 2:26. He gives it to the wicked to heap up and store up, to give to those who will be righteous. In the mouth of three witnesses, let a thing be established. He builds his house like a mar, like a booth which a watchman makes. The rich man will lie down, but not be gathered up. He opens his eyes, and he is no more. Terrors overtake him like a flood. A tempest steals him away in the night. The east wind carries him away and he's gone, sweeps him out of his place, hurls against him and does not spare. He flees desperately from its power. Men shall clap their hands at him and shall hiss him out of his place. The rewards of the wicked shall be them. Chapter 28. Surely there is a mine for silver and a place where gold is refined. Iron is taken from the earth, and copper is smelted from ore. Man puts an end to darkness and searches every recess for ore in the darkness and the shadow of death. He breaks open a shaft away from people and places forgotten by feet. They hang far away from men. They swing to and fro. He's talking about a mine shaft. 5. As for the earth, from it comes bread, but underneath it is turned up as by fire. Its stones are the source of sapphires, and it contains gold dust. No bird knows, nor has the falcon's eye seen it. The proud lions have not trodden it, nor has the fierce lion passed over it. He puts his hand on the flint. He overturns the mountain at the roots. He cuts out channels in the rock, and his eye sees every precious thing. He dams up the streams from trickling. What is hidden, he brings forth to light. But where can wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? Man does not know its value, nor is it found in the land of the living. The deep says, it is not in me. And the sea says, it is not with me. It cannot be purchased for gold, nor can silver be weighed for its price. It cannot be valued in the gold of Ophir, in precious onyx or sapphire. Neither gold nor crystal can equal it, nor can it be exchanged for jewelry of fine gold. No mention shall be made of coral or quartz. Price of wisdom is above rubies. And they said Solomon was the wisest man. The topaz of Ethiopia cannot equal it, nor can it be valued in pure gold. From where then does wisdom come? And where is the place of understanding? It is hidden from the eyes of all living and concealed from the birds of the air. Destruction and death say, we have heard a report about it with our ears. Death and destruction have ears. God understands its ways, and he knows its place, for he looks to the end of the earth and sees under the whole heavens to establish a weight for the wind and apportion the waters by measure. When he made a law for the rain and a path for the thunderbolt, then he saw wisdom and declared it. He prepared it. Indeed, he searched it out. And to man he said, behold, fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And depart from evil is understanding. May God add his blessing to the reading of the word. And if you were not mistaken, you would view this as being written by Solomon or David. And yet this was written by Job 1,000 years before Solomon and David. That is amazing. Talking about the diamonds of Ethiopia?
Rubies.
The rubies? The topaz of Ethiopia. The topaz of Ethiopia. Ethiopia is a long ways away from this man. And yet, from who's the guy in the ark? Not Moses and not Jonah.
Noah.
From Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Came through all that wisdom of where it was at and what it was, And immediately the earth is populated again. It's amazing. Hopefully you're seeing everything I'm seeing. The book of Job has come alive to me this time reading through it like never before. Now, let's look again. I want you to see this. I'm going to say this on a regular basis. Matthew chapter 12. I want you to see this. Well, and then when you get there, go to 13, because that's really where I want to be. Matthew 13, 10. His disciples said to him, why do we not understand this parable? Why do you speak to them in parables? And Jesus said, because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Every one of you who are coming and listening to this, God wants you to know this wisdom is not hidden from you. It's hidden for you. Look at verse 11. It's been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For whoever has what? Wisdom. This whole chapter is talking about the wisdom of God, the knowledge, the understanding, the revelation of God. And Jesus said, whoever has wisdom, to him more wisdom will be given. So if you have it, you're going to get more. And then he says, but to him who does not have it, even what he has will be taken away. Not by Jesus, by our enemy who's coming after your wisdom. Seek wisdom and pursue it. It's not a church. It's not a religion. It's not a Bible college. Not called to preach. Wisdom comes from the Holy Spirit of God. And Jesus wants you to be filled with his Spirit. You think about it. Job wasn't born again, didn't have a Bible. He didn't have a church. He didn't have a prophet, a priest. The law wasn't there. He had nothing. And yet Job understood everything he knew about God. Why? Because Job had a relationship with God. Because God was continually coming to this earth, finding another man who was righteous in his sight. And he's looking for you right now in Jesus' mighty name. Pray this prayer of salvation with me. Maybe you've never made Jesus Lord of your life. Pray this prayer with me, and your life will be blessed and changed forever. Father, in the name of Jesus, I know I need you in my life every day. According to John 3:16. When I believe in you, you give me everlasting life. And I will not perish. Jesus, I believe in you. And I receive you into my life. In every area. Right now. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. So I live in power. Understand the word of God. Enjoy the life of the Spirit. Pray in my heavenly language. Live a successful life. As a believer every day. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen, and amen. You just changed your life. My email address is hgpreacherman, hg for Holy Ghost, @gmail.com. hgpreacherman@gmail.com. Send me an email. Ask me a question. Tell me your story. Any way we can be a blessing, we will. I got over 600 videos of teaching that will be a blessing to you. Just got to know which one you want. And we'll make sure you get it. You can write us in our personal address, Community of Faith, P.O. Box 4315, Williston, North Dakota, 58802. And all you all come see us. It's a beautiful winter out here. Till we see you again, this is what we always say. Remember this. We love you.
We love you.
We really do. And God loves you. And he really does. And Jesus is Lord, no matter what the knuckleheads say. In Jesus' mighty name. See you soon.